You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And Sam Edmund, Monday Matters, 17 to 5. We're up to you, Samuelson.
Hey, I found this interesting. So Hawthorn's embarking on a quote-unquote bring your mouth guards week at training after a fifth consecutive loss where they just couldn't get their hands on the ball against Gold Coast. Had another shocking first quarter. In fact, they've scrounged a combined 5-14 from five first quarters this year. They're playing catch-up on a weekly basis. Now, Sam Mitchell's blistering press conference contained sentences like this. We should be well past that. We lost every aspect of that game. We're the easiest team to put pressure on. It goes on. It's not good enough. We can't play with the physicality we did tonight. Then we can't expect to be competitive. But does it matter that North Melbourne, who play the Hawks this week and are on a similar development trajectory, didn't also read the right act? Now, North Melbourne and Alistair Clarkson are winless, zip and five as well, an average losing margin of 53 points. A snapshot of Clarkson's press conference went, they're a good side. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're very experienced. We know where we're at. We're a bunch of pups. We can't do anything about it. Yes, the Roos have had a tough fixture to open the season, but is their trajectory so different to Hawthorn's that the messaging should be? Like, we're North of not won more than four games in any season since 2019. They've received AFL assistance along the way, and theirs is just accept it because it's where we're at. As a fan of both clubs, what would you rather hear? Clearly, you'd rather the former, wouldn't you? You'd rather the bring your mouth guards and pony up because we're going hard. Surely not that this is just, we know where we're at. We've been out-muscled by a bigger group.
Well, I think to put a little bit more context to it, I was going to talk about this as well, and I actually had the audio. Let's hear what Sam Mitchell had to say.
All right.
Oh, I mean, I think our ball handling, our handball skills, I think we had, you know, we had 35 ineffective handballs out of 100, their pressure was good, but we just have to be better than that. We can't play AFL football against aspiring finals teams and cough up the ball the way we did, lose contests the way we did. You're just not going to be able to compete against anyone the way we played tonight, and that's just completely unacceptable way to play, and we should be past games like that. That's as bad as we've played in a long time. It wasn't a night for perfect play, and we refused to embrace the contest and just take it, and just take even numbers in front of the ball and give our forwards a chance. And then when we didn't win that contest. So there was plenty of challenges to review. I think we play Sunday next week, so we get an extra day. We've had a couple of six-day breaks, so the training has been on the lighter side, but I think we're probably going to have to ramp a few things up during the week, and if we lose one, if we lose or get a corky or something like that, then we probably have to accept that, because if we can't play with the physicality that we did tonight and expect to be competitive.
Wow, that's when you hear, you don't hear that sort of stuff from coaches very often these days.
Not these days. No. And it was interesting that's because
good on him, good
Daisy
on him.
Thomas. I heard his comments too, and he was a bit uncertain about that, because at the stage of the season, you've got, if you're going to do that type of stuff, he went back to his time at Carlton when they had those bring your mouth guard days, and he did not believe that they got great results.
But he was an established senior player, right? So I reckon there might be established senior players at Hawthorn who may rail a bit privately about that, right? But if Mitchell's talking about his young players, refused to embrace the contest. They're the five words that stuck out for me there. They refuse to embrace the contest. If he's got young players that he has identified who refuse to embrace the contest, and that is something that is non-negotiable, well, let's see how they go about embracing the contest this week. And it's very rare. Like, you just don't hear a lot of that. You don't hear a lot of the coaches putting it back on the players. The coaches, Monday coach, is very much about...
No, hang on. In fairness, though, Andy, He did say, and he did take responsibility.
I'm sure
as well.
He did. I'm
so,
sure
so
he did.
So it wasn't just that.
I'm sure that's true. Because that's what he's.
I think it's important to mention that, though, because
So I'm glad you did. Mm. And I'm absolutely certain that that would be something that Sam Mitchell would have done. Mm. But that part there was squarely on the players. I can get them, but they have to embrace it. Mm. When the contest is there, they got to embrace the contest. They refused to embrace the contest.
But I think it matters because it's a conversation. I am absolutely 100% sure he's already had that conversation with the players. They're not going to hear that feedback for the first time listening to the press conference.
Yep. But how's the difference between the messaging from that particular club and then North Melbourne, who's taken a more of a softly, softly, cuddly approach from Alistair Clarkson of all people, and they play each other this weekend, both winless. It's a massive difference in messaging, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I haven't heard Clarko. I've only listened to, read it and heard what you've said there, so I probably need to go back and have a listen to Clarko's actual press conference. But out of the games this week, I don't know whether you've got the fixture in front of you, but that game is 17-18, and there's always a macabre element attached to these games. But neither of these teams are going to win many games this year. Neither of them are going to play finals.
Round six matters. Round six is huge, by the way. Some massive games in there.
Out of all of the games that have got your eyebrows raised and got your interest levels peaked, where does North Melbourne v Hawthorn sit?
Well, as you said, for different reasons. But when you compare, it's up there, but when you compare what about the Saturday triple header? Collingwood, Port, Carlton, GWS, Brisbane, Geelong.
Oh, my God.
What an offering on a
Saturday. And then you got the derby.
And then even Thursday night, St Kilda Dogs is a juicy one as well, given the storylines of both of those clubs.
Derby in Victoria, Link. It might be derby over in your neck of the woods, but she's a derby in Victoria. mate, this is an unbelievable. I hadn't had a really good look until now. This is an unbelievable round.
Yeah, Monday's more reflective, to be fair, but I couldn't help but look forward to here because it matters.
That is exciting. Just another one for the umpires. And I mean, the job they've got is so difficult. But it really matters. It really matters that we are 100% encourage them to make a call on the taking of the legs. Unless the rule is now, you are just not allowed to dive on the footy. If you dive on the footy, it's a free kick, right? Do that. If that's what you want it to be, do that. Make it a free kick for diving on the footy.
Well, that'd be a disaster.
So we don't want that. The GWS St Kilda game on the weekend, I think it was Burns. Burns dives on a footy in an act of desperation as they were desperately coming at the Giants late. And Brent Daniels sees the Sydney bloke, and it's not a bang-bang. It's not bang-bang. In footy terms, it's not bang-bang. Daniels has got enough time to go, oh, here we go. Straight over the top he goes. Free kick, GWS, legs taken against you, Burns. To my eye, now, some people might look at the same incident and read it 180 degrees differently than me, but it was not Burns diving into Daniels and taking his legs. Umpires, please, please, who's ever in charge of this, let them know it's okay for you to try and see the intent of the player going over the top, because there's a lot of cynical abusing of this going on more and more as every week goes by. And I hope we don't get to a point where an act of absolute desperation that isn't putting another player's legs in jeopardy is getting pinged and gets pinged at a critical time of a game. Because an umpire has just misread the intent of the two players that have been involved.
Hey, James Peatling mattered. GWS rookie list of player out of contract seasons, and he goes and saves the game for the Giants in Canberra.
Fantastic.
Real gutsy act running back to take an intercept mark. So he's playing game number 29. All three of his appearances this year have been as the sub. He came on for Sam Taylor against the Saints, and he was ready right off the top. And he goes back and takes a crucial mark.
Magnificent.
The anticipation and the nous as well on top of the bravery was fantastic. So well done to him.
No, that did matter.
Coming into work today, I was listening to The Pipe and some of the callers talking about Richmond. The reality of it is, though, talent matters and injuries matter. No, Lynch, Bolter, Taranto, Gibkiss, Grimes, and there's probably
Hopper.
A few other.
Short
Hopper.
Got injured in the game.
Short, yep.
To
Ross.
Think that has a profound impact on the probabilities of getting the outcome that you're looking for. And to yes, you can have questions about game style or tactics or whatever you want to do. But when you're missing that level of talent, it matters. And it is a valid excuse.
Yes, it is.
On your performance.
Yeah. There's a lot of Jesus and clubs out there carrying deep injury lists. Yeah. A month and a half into the season, there's some clubs that are already looking at, and some of these players are not immediate returners. They're not going to get a clutch of players back, some of these teams, in the next week or two. There's already three or four clubs that are at breaking point when it comes to, you know, the players they can throw out at senior level, Samuel. So injuries are mattering massively.
Massively.
Early in the season.
Yep.
You had a quick one before we let you go?
Scoring matters. Fremantle 2, Adelaide Heartbreakers. 9 points up at the 25-minute mark of both the Carlton and the Port Adelaide games, and they can't hang on. But they don't score, so you're always in the game against them. Yep. An impotent forward line, but also still conservative with the ball. And it matters that they're not bold enough. They don't punish turnover, and that's a major flaw. Just incidentally, I think they kicked 9-9 in both games as well.
But you're saying
9-9-63 in both games.
But who's to say that if they weren't playing that way, it might have been the deficit might have been 4 goals against.
Maybe.
Will we see him loosen the belt buckle a bit this week?
Well, you can't win games consistently at this level if you can't score.
Well, let's see
off
if they can do it. Let's see if you can score. You've got the West Coast Eagles at home. It's, you know, home, obviously. It's West Coast home game, but let's see if you can, you know, let's go out and kick 15. Do the old Wallsy. Yeah. Let's go out there and kick 15 goals.
Oh, I thought you meant circle up and box on.
No, not that. Good work, boy. You. Lovely to see you.
Great to be here.
Monday Matters for Core Staff, your trusted recruitment partner across Australia.